السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه، ومن استن بسنته، ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. فلما أسلما وتله للجبين. وناديناه: أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا، إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's allowed us to gather here on this beautiful occasion of Eid, Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Eid, our Qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our acts of worship on this day, and accept all the others in the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever acts of good, may Allah Pa give us a share in the reward of all that, and whatever du'as are being made also on this day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a share of those du'as. We may ask ourselves, or we may think, that in salah when we are reciting this durood Ibrahim, that why specifically Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, and Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. So we find that there are some qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam that were very, very, very unique and very special and outstanding to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the remembrance of those actions even up till now. And those actions also are remembered even in Baytullah and remembered even in the days of Hajj to such an extent, minute detail of what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had done and the way he had been loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak mentions, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was completely loyal. He had fulfilled whatever was required of him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and being the occasion of Qurbani, we'll just discuss a few aspects. One was when Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked to bring his Mubarak, beloved child, and bring his wife Hajar alayhi salam to, and leave them there in the precincts of Makkah al-Mukarramah, coming all the way from Palestine, bringing them there and moving away. Now the style of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he brought them with whatever was required, not what was required, but whatever he could bring in terms of a little bit of water, in terms of a little bit of provisions, and that was it. And now when he was going away, at that time his wife Hajar alayhi salam ran behind him to ask him that, why are you leaving us here? He didn't even answer, he didn't even turn back. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing must distract me from fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even my gaze mustn't even shift away and go away from obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't turn back. So then she asked him, are you commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in that way, he proceeded and he just nodded. So now she knew that this was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the yaqeen also of this woman was of such a caliber. And she says, then Allah will never destroy us. Imagine, nobody, nothing there, completely barren, being left in the heat of that place, alone. If we have to just leave our wife and children at some place for 1 or 2 days, how concerned we are, how worried we will be. Here, this no barren, completely barren, and he leaves this place, doesn't even turn back. So here we see the loyalty of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then we find that at the time now, when this child, first he had made a lot of dua, a lot of desire he had to have a child, but Allah Pak had not given him. In the old age, Allah Pak had given him this child. Can you imagine how beloved this child must have been to him? Allah Pak was testing him to see whether loyalty is with me or whether loyalty is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when the child comes of an age, the ayat of the Quran says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When this child reached an age, when now he could move around with the father. Ulama explained the age to be roughly around 13 years old. Around the age of 13. Some say around the time when he became baligh. So roughly around that age 13 or 15. But that age now, when the child is of a great help and a great assistance to the father, and no ordinary child, as we will see from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam was not an ordinary, or Ismail alayhi salam was not an ordinary child. It was a very, very special child. So when he had reached that age, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown Ibrahim alayhi salam in a dream three consecutive nights that he was slaughtering his son. Ulama explained from this, it is mentioned in Ma'riful Quran, that Allah Pak could have sent Jibreel alayhi salam would wahi to him that you need to slaughter your child. Why did he cause him to see it in a dream? This also shows us, because the dream of Anbiya alayhi salam is wahi, that we know. But why did he see it in a dream and not an angel come? Because there is a possibility when a person sees something in a dream, he can make some excuse that no, this is just a dream. There's some ta'wil in it, there's some excuse like what we would normally make. And something we don't like, then we look for some excuse, some loophole. So here there was a possibility of some loophole if he saw it in a dream, but yet he was 100% faithful. Now ulama explained, what did he do? What was his reaction? Now he approaches his son and he tells his son that inni ara fil manami, that I had seen in my dream, anni azbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. Fanzur madha tara, what is your opinion in this matter? Ulama explained a beautiful point from this. He could have just obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taken that son, asked him to lay it down, and he could have slaughtered him. He could have done it that way. But why did he ask the child? Ulama explained, is because to avoid any misunderstanding. Therefore, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just to clear any misunderstanding that thought may have gone to his child's mind, that what is my father doing to me? It would have made the whole process so much more difficult. And he also wanted his child also to submit. So now at that stage, now look at the answer of this child, Ismail alayhi salam, that, Ya abatif al ma tu'mar, O my father, do as you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha Allahu minas sabirin. Now here also, Mufassirin explained, that he could have said, Satajiduni sabira, that you will find me patient. He could have just said it like that. He didn't need to say, Satajiduni insha Allahu minas sabirin. Ulama explained that if he had to say it like that, Satajiduni sabira, you will find me patient, that would have been a claim. And pious and great people, they don't make claims. They attribute anything of theirs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, you will find me, Allah willing, from amongst the patient. In other words, I'm not the only patient person around. There are many other people that are patient. So inshallah, Allah Pak willing, nothing attributed to me, it is only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find me from amongst those who are patient. In other words, one of the people. This is what the quality of a Muslim is. He never thinks anything about himself. If he gets the tawfiq to do something, he thinks that I'm one of many people like that are doing this. I'm nothing special. So this is what he had said. Satajinuni inshallah min as-sabirin. Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin. Now when Ibrahim alayhi salam is moving and he's going to fulfill this act, now shaitan comes in between. Something that we learn from here also is shaitan won't let us do good deeds easily. He'll always come with some excuse. And his favorite excuse is ya'iduhum, or his favorite reason and his favorite way of doing it is ya'iduhum wa yumannihi. Either he will frighten the person. That you're going to obey one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen to you? If you go to the masjid, what is going to happen to you? If you go to obey Allah Pak, what is going to happen to you? So constantly shaitan will put fear in the heart. And the second trick of shaitan, Allah is mentioning to us, so we know the tricks of shaitan. وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ. Person is gone old already. He'll give him so much of hope. So much hope. You still got so many years to go. Go into this investment. Go into that investment. Don't worry about making tawbah now. You'll live, if you're already in the 70s, you'll live in the, till the 80s or the 90s. Person is in the 60s. He also got hope that I got a lot of life left. So this is the next trick of shaitan. He'll give us hope that there's still a lot of time left. So this is the trick of shaitan. Yes, shaitan came for Ibrahim alayhi salam. He came to tell him, that he came to warn him, that what you're doing, there's no need for you to do this. What a cruel act, that type of things, thoughts he came to put in the mind. And Ibrahim alayhi salam immediately took pebbles and he pelted at the shaitan. So this act also, Allah loves it so much that every person going for Hajj, you will find that they imitate the act of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Remembering the act of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget the actions of the good people. People will forget it, but Allah Pak doesn't forget it. Allah Pak wants us to relive and to remind ourselves that here was a man who fulfilled the command of Allah 100%. Allah Pak appreciates it to such an extent. So anyway, he goes, and now when he comes in the kitabs of tafsir, Ma'riful Quran mentions, that when it came to the time just before he could slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam, look at the son, look at the adab and the akhlaq of this child. He tells the father that please tie me up properly. so that I don't shake and I don't move too much. I don't make it difficult for you. I don't make it difficult for you. And oh my father, be careful that you take guard of your clothing so that your clothing doesn't get messed with my blood. I don't want my sawab to be reduced by the fact that I messed my father's clothing. And imagine what a level of loyalty this is. When the father is of that level, Allah will give him a child of that level. When the parents are of that level, Allah will give them children of that level. So he is telling him that be very careful. I don't even want your clothes to get messed. And place me face down so that there is no difficulty that you experience by looking at me. And then he tells him that if you want to take my shirt, you take my garment to my mother, you may take it so that she may get some condolence, some solace from it, and give her my regards also. So this was the thought. At that moment, he's not thinking what's going to happen to me. He's thinking about his parents. Can you imagine what a loyalty Ismail alayhi salam had? So here we learn another lesson, that loyalty must be of such a level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means everything. Nothing else means anything to me. So now when he puts that knife, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ الْجَمِيلِ, at that time when he put the knife to slaughter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمِ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, that we called out, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, you have fulfilled your dream. You have made your dream come true. In other words, whatever you needed to do, you did. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Allah Pak says, this is how we reward the pious people. Inna hadha lahuwal bala'ul. This was not a small test. This was a major test. Can you imagine your eldest son? And after so many years, Allah Pak had given him the child. The child had reached such an age, and now this test had come. Ibrahim alayhi salam had fulfilled the test. So one thing we learn from here is when we bring that qurbani, that think of that sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he put that knife really over his desires. My desire was to have this child. My desire was to spend time with this child. My desire was to enjoy this family of mine. But this was the command of Allah. And before my desires comes the command of Allah. So when you're putting that knife on that animal, think that I'm putting the knife over my nafs and my desires. As the Mawlana Qasim Sahib Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi explains, that this inner recess, what is meant by Khalil? Ibrahim alayhi salam was known as Khalilur Rahman, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. This word Khalil actually comes from the word Khulla. Khulla means to have such a love that penetrates the heart, that love cannot be separated from the heart. So as the Mawlana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi explained this in such a beautiful way, he said that the periphery, the outer part of the heart, that can be for the love of everybody else. Love for the wife, love for the children, love for things, that's fine if it's the outer part of the heart. But the inner recess of the heart, the inside of the heart, that is restricted to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Bukhari Sharif hadith, Muslim Sharif hadith, لو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكنه صاحبي وخليلي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That if I had to take a khalil, if I had to take a jigri dost, if I had to take a bosom friend, then that bosom friend would have been Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is my brother and he's my companion. In other words, that jigri dost, that bosom friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heart. This is known as taharatun amma siwallah. That heart inside is purified from everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson that we learn. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inside the heart, then even if it means sacrificing those things that are around the heart, sacrificing the wife, sacrificing the children, in other words, sacrificing their desires to fulfill the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this comes first. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Time is almost up. Just quickly mention one poem of one poet, very beautiful poet that explains this point of love, that this expression of love, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam expressed his love. So the poet says that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first he goes in this way, and he mentions that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how nice it would be that if life had to be bitter, if life was bitter, but my ta'alluq was with you is sweet. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how nice it would be that if my ta'alluq with you was such that my ta'alluq was very, very sweet, even though people are upset with me. And then he mentions that how nice it would be that if my relationship with the whole world, even though it was barren, even though my relationship with the whole world was empty, but my relationship with you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was populated, and my relationship with you was strong. And then he goes on to say that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything is easy. Everything will be easy. فَكُلُّ حَيِّنٌ. Everything will be easy when when your love is realized, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُلُّ الَّذِي فُوقَ التُرَابِ تُرَابُ. After all, everything around us is nothing but sand. Whatever we see above the ground is nothing but soil, will return to soil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that level of love on Him. Just quickly to go through a few masail, not masail, but just some things to consider. Today is the day of Eid, it's a Mubarak day. Often it happens that when people gather, then we don't take cognizance of parda. Let us be very careful. Ladies and men shouldn't be mixing unnecessarily. There's no need for ladies and men to mix. And there's no need for videoing the qurbani. We shouldn't be doing this. It's not right at all. No need for photographs of that animal. This is a qurbani animal that life has been given for the sake of Allah. Let us do it with the spirit that it needs to be done. That for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing for show. Nothing to show anybody. There's no need for all this. And there's no need for entertainment and trying to excite the family and trying to impress people. Let us do it with the niyat that it should be done with. That's the first thing we should take cognizance of. The other thing that we need to take cognizance of is don't put that animal through any difficulty. Don't show that one animal the slaughtering of another animal. These animals also can perceive what is happening. Unnecessarily we'll be creating fear in that animal, which is not part of our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even had raham on the animals. He had mercy upon the animals also. So ensure that the knife is very, very sharp. Unnecessarily we don't create any taklif on the animal. And then don't forget to recite that dua, beautiful dua. Unfortunately time is up, but reciting the du'as before, just to quickly understand that what are we saying when we saying قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We are saying, oh Allah, that my salat, my offerings, whatever my offerings are, وَنُسُك, either my offerings in terms of my this animal, in terms of my ibadat, in terms of my hajj, وَمَحْيَايَ, oh Allah, my living, وَمَمَاتِي, oh Allah, my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is only for you. That's a lesson we're taking, that Allah, everything of mine is only for you, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us remember that lesson when we are reading that dua also, that we're telling Allah Pak that every single thing is for you, nothing I'm doing for anybody else to please anybody.